Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
So it's coming on the end of the General Assembly session, and it seems like lawmakers are spending a lot of time talking about things that did not happen this year. What's going on with that?
Well, that would be gun control. Democrats introduced more than 24 bills on gun control, things like closing the gun show loophole or banning bump stocks. Now, none of that went anywhere. And Democrats held a press conference this week to highlight those issues. Delegate Rip Sullivan of Arlington was one of the speakers at that press conference, and he talked about his bill on risk warrants. Now, this would allow friends and family members of someone who might be disturbed to flag that person if they seem like they're a risk, and then the police could confiscate the guns. Now, Sullivan says this idea is now the talk of the nation.
At that incredible town hall in Parkland, who did we hear talk about a risk warrant bill? He called it a gun violence restraining order. You may have heard that term. It's essentially the same thing. Different terminology for here in Virginia. Marco Rubio said we ought to pass one of those. Governor Rick Scott, in response to Parkland, has come out with an entire program, and it includes a risk warrant.
So as you heard there, some officials in Florida might be in support of it, but right now it's going nowhere in Virginia. Sullivan's bill did not even get a hearing, so lawmakers are not even on record as voting against it.
So what is the Republican reaction to that?
Well, Republicans are concerned about people coming to take away their guns. Here's Republican Majority Leader Todd Gilbert.
If Democrats, both in Virginia and nationally, can stop their obsession with trying to confiscate lawful firearms from law-abiding people, then we can have a rational discussion about how to ensure that the wrong people do not have access to things that they can use to hurt other people.
Plus, Gilbert says, it's too late to introduce any new bills into this year's General Assembly session. Democrats say that's hogwash, and the Republicans can change the rules if they want to.
Oh, well, moving on to the budget then. Last week, we talked about the difference between the House budget that expands Medicaid and the Senate budget that does not. What's the latest on that?
Well, lawmakers are still at loggerheads. It's important to note that this is not the first budget standoff. There have been two in recent memory, one back in the administration of Mark Warner and another more recently in the early years of the Terry McAuliffe administration. I talked to Delegate Ken Plum, a Democrat from Fairfax County, who has been around here for both of those, and this is what he told me.
Well, looking at past budget standoffs, this one surpasses them anything I've seen. The issues are so big in terms of number difference, but also in terms of the philosophical differences in terms of how we might put programs together.
Now, the difference is hundreds of millions of dollars, but money is only part of the story. There's also, as Plum said, ideology. Senate Republicans are standing strong against expanding what they consider Obamacare.
Okay, so the two sides don't seem to be agreeing on much in terms of the budget. What happens if they don't come to an agreement?
Well, the session is scheduled to end next weekend, next Saturday. Nobody here at the General Assembly thinks that they're going to come to an agreement by then. So what happens next? I asked that of Republican Delegate Riley Ingram.
If we don't get a budget, we'll go into recess and we will continue to meet from time to time and be called back in. And then once the conferees reach an agreement, then we'll be back here to vote on the agreement. But it could be that we don't end up having a budget. I'm hoping we will, but I don't know what's going to happen.
Now, Ingram predicts an agreement sometime in April. Other delegates say they expect an agreement sometime in June. Now, the final deadline for an agreement is July 1, which is the beginning of the new fiscal year.
Sounds like we're going to be talking about this for some time.
I think that's where this thing is headed.
All right. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.